After the Japanese bombed Dutch Harbor in 1942, U.S. authorities forcibly evacuated more than 800 Unangan people from 9 villages in the remote western islands ahead of the Japanese advance. University of Alaska Southeast anthropology professor Daniel Monteith says that inhabitants of the Pribilof Islands were interned in makeshift camps in Southeast Alaska.
290 from St. Paul, 190 from St. George were relocated to Funter Bay.
Funter Bay is a remote site on Admiralty Island, more than 1,000 miles away from the Pribilofs. The camp was a shuttered salmon cannery with few provisions and little heat. Martin Stepton told Alaska lawmakers that all four of his grandparents spent the war at Funter Bay in miserable conditions.
Even my grandma used to say, late into her late 90s, she would say things like, oh, I hope it never happens again.
Stepton was testifying in support of a bill to expand a state park to include a cemetery with 32 marked graves.
The value of protecting the social and historical significance of this land will cement the history for good, and we will never have to repeat this history again.
Bill sponsor Representative Sarah Hannon said the cemetery is already on state-owned land, but the Juneau Democrat said she wanted to ensure it would remain open to the public by adding it and surrounding lands to the nearby Funter Bay Marine Park.
The descendants of the families who were buried there, you know, had some real anxiety about whether they would always have access to be able to visit the graves of their family.
The House passed the bill 29-4. It now moves to the Alaska Senate, but it's unlikely to be considered before next year's legislative session. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.